So this is a hypnosis session for managing anxiety associated with heart attack or any other medical emergencies. So what I'd like you to do is to make yourself comfortable. Uncross your legs and arms. Find a comfy spot for your head, for your arms, for your legs. And when you're practicing this exercise, it's important to ensure you're in a spot where you won't be disturbed. So either putting a note up or ensuring that people know not to disturb you, so you can have some concentrated time to yourself. So what I'd like you to do now is, with your eyes open, look straight upwards as if you're looking straight through your forehead to the top of your head, looking directly upwards without moving your head, but looking up. Slowly you'll feel a light strain in the lower lids. Now as you continue to look upwards, close your eyes, but continue to look upwards under your closed lids. Now taking a deep breath in and then holding it as you continue to look upwards. Good, hold that breath. Feeling your eyes closed as if they're glued together. Looking upwards, good. Now let that breath slowly all the way out. And as you let it out, just like a balloon collapsing, draining all the tension from every nerve and fiber, every muscle fiber of your body, letting your eyes relax to a comfortable position and letting yourself drift deeper and deeper within. Drifting off to a safe, comfortable, happy place. With every long, slow, deep breath in, whether you're breathing in through your nose, in through your mouth, focusing all your attention on the breath moving into your body. Filling your lungs with nourishing oxygen and then exhaling out and just releasing tension and tightness in every part of your body. Every exhalation, you're just blowing away the tension and tightness from deep, deep within yourself. And as you breathe in each breath, each deep, calming, relaxing breath, breathing in that nourishing oxygen, enjoy that sense of fullness as you take each breath in. And then as you exhale, really enjoy the sense of release you feel as you let that breath all the way out. Letting it out, releasing tension from your body. And with each long, slow, deep breath in, slowly your mind will drift off to your safe, comfortable, happy place. Your safe, comfortable, happy place can be somewhere real or imaginary, somewhere you've been or you'd like to go. Your safe, comfortable place can be anywhere, floating on a cloud, on a mountaintop, on a beach, in a waterfall. Wherever is pleasing to you, it can be imagination, use your fantasy to create it, as if you're just dancing inside of a bubble, and that's your safe, comfortable, happy place. Wherever your mind drifts off to, allow yourself to notice all the wonderful sights and sounds, the sensations of freedom and deep relaxation in your safe, comfortable place. Because it's a place, if you choose, you'd like to stay for as long as you'd like. Not a care in the world, nothing to bother you, nothing to disturb you. So with each long, slow, deep breath in, Your mind can drift off to your safe, comfortable, happy place. And every breath you'll notice more and more wonderful qualities about this safe, comfortable, happy place. And with every exhalation, you'll notice your body relaxing more and more. As you drift off to your safe, comfortable place, your body relaxes. Perhaps you can imagine your body floating above a cloud, floating in the chair or the bed, wherever you lay, with each breath deeper and easier, feeling more and more relaxed. Slowly, with every breath, with every exhalation, you're releasing more and more tightness, more and more tension, and your body is able to float, drift. Perhaps you notice a sense of lightness in your body, a sense of heaviness, warmth, coolness, or comfort. Whatever you notice, just allow yourself to enjoy it. And with every breath in, as your mind drifts off to your safe, comfortable place, and every exhalation, as you release tension and tightness, relax more and more, paying attention only to the sound of my voice. Any other sound you hear will be pleasantly in the background, and it'll be there just to help you focus, to become more comfortably relaxed. Now, with every exhalation, allowing your attention to drift more and more off to your safe, comfortable place, releasing more tension and tightness, and letting your body grow more relaxed, more peaceful. And you need not change your breathing in any way. Allow it to be natural, rhythmic, easy, and comfortable. But noticing more and more the flow of your breath, the ease of your breath, the texture, the warmth or coolness, the pace of your breath. And noticing more and more the relaxing, calming, soothing wave of the breath in and out. In and out, comfortably, easily. Drifting deep and deep inside of yourself, drifting off to your safe, comfortable place, allowing yourself to have a mental and physical holiday, time you're taking for you to just relax, to enjoy. The rhythmic nature of the breath in and out, releasing and drifting off. You may have noticed already how the furniture, the chair, the sofa, the bed, wherever you lay, is fully supporting your entire body. And you may wish to imagine the furniture as like a giant sponge, absorbing any unnecessary tension from your body, and you can release it and let it go into the chair, the sofa, the bed, wherever you lay, releasing tightness, discomfort, and tension. Just inhaling and exhaling in that soothing, rhythmic way, releasing tension. Whatever you don't need just moves down into the furniture. And the furniture is like a giant sponge. You're swaddled in a safe and soothing way. So relaxed, so comforted, so safe. Breathing comfortably, rhythmically, in and out. Enjoying the natural rhythm of your breath. as your mind continues to drift off to your safe, comfortable place. And you're allowing yourself the opportunity to drift within, to drift inside of yourself, to relax. This time just for you, where you can experience a gentle soothing of the self. By allowing your body to relax more deeply, more comfortably than it has in a long time. Allowing your mind to smooth out, to slow down, to relax, so that you can attend to establishing deep relaxation and comfort. And you can let go of anything and everything but the sound of my voice. And you can just let go of everything but the wonderful rhythmic nature of your breathing in and out. And as you draw each comfortable breath in, feel it move throughout your body. You can release tension and tightness in your forehead, around your eyes, your cheeks and your jaw. It can simply evaporate, dissolve, disappear. Breathe it out, let it go, let it be absorbed. You can release tension and tightness in your neck and your shoulders so they can enjoy a wonderful sense of deep relaxation as they drop down and relax. Any tension and tightness in your scalp, your face, your neck, your shoulders can simply dissolve, evaporate, breathe out, and be absorbed. And this wonderful, soothing, healing energy flows downwards over your head, your face, your neck, your shoulders, over your chest, down your arms, to the very tips of your fingers, all the way down your legs, to the very tips of your toes. And you can enjoy the sensation, the image of warm healing energy flowing downwards to the very tips of your toes and all the way back. Flowing back and forth over your body. Soothing healing energy, creating a wonderful sense of deep relaxation, perhaps a wonderful heaviness, lightness, coolness, warmth, whatever is pleasing, whatever is comforting. And you can feel this deep relaxation from the very tip of your head, all the way down over your face, your jaw, your neck. Feel it in your shoulders, across your chest. Feel it down your arms. Feel it in your tummy. Feel all the muscles in your tummy relaxing. The deep internal oblique muscles. The external oblique muscles. The transverse abdominis muscles. All the muscles in your tummy are relaxing, smoothing out. The muscles in your back, between your shoulders, all along your rib cage are relaxing, down to the lower back. All those muscles are softening, lengthening, relaxing. The muscles in the hips and the groin are relaxing and loosening. And you can feel a new, renewed sense of healing energy flowing deep within your body, flowing throughout, flowing down into your legs, your shins, all the way to your tips of your toes. It can feel so wonderful to relax, to let go, letting your body relax and your mind drift off. It's so nice to simply let go. And now that your mind and your body has become more calm, more peaceful, more relaxed, and you're delightfully bathed in healing energy flowing throughout your body, you'll notice your mind may wander from time to time, and that's natural. But you can simply guide your mind back to your breath, back to your breathing, back to the sound of my voice. As you drift deeper and deeper into relaxation and deeper into hypnosis, wave after wave of healing energy. Taking a moment as I'm quiet to just allow yourself to enjoy the healing energy flowing throughout your body. Drifting more and more inwards. Easy, gentle, healing energy flowing deeply throughout your body. And in a moment, I'm going to slowly count from 1 to 5. And as I do, I'd like you to simply take 5 deep breaths, 1 at a time. And as you let each breath out, I want you to simply notice how you sink down more and more relaxed. Your mind slows down more and more. And you can feel that deep healing energy flowing more easily throughout your body. So one, when you're ready, take a deep breath in. Good, and let that breath go. Let yourself drift deeper and deeper. Let that healing energy flow to every cell of your body. And you'll notice in an interesting and enjoyable way, you can feel yourself and see yourself floating like a beautiful, gentle autumn leaf in a beautiful breeze, a gentle breeze floating, drifting, and that wonderful sense of lightness or heaviness, calm or soothing, coolness or warmth, you'll feel it throughout your entire body. Just keep continuing to breathe calmly, gently, easily and comfortably, letting that healing energy flow throughout your body. As you concentrate on my voice, drifting deeper and deeper. And two, when you're ready, take another deep, deep breath. Good, and let it go. Relaxing more and more, drifting deeper and deeper all the time. Such a wonderful feeling. And three, when you're ready, another deep breath in. Good, and let that breath go. Let yourself drift deeper and deeper. really enjoying that healing energy flowing throughout your entire body. Really noticing it now in your chest and your tummy. Deep waves of healing energy, soothing, calming, regenerating healing energy. Bringing calm and peace, deep relaxation and rejuvenation. That healing energy is drifting deeper and deeper throughout your chest and your tummy, your hips, your groin, your legs, all the way down to the tips of your toes. Drifting deeper and deeper now. And four, when you're ready, another deep breath in. Good, and let that breath go. And now let go of everything but the wonderful comfort you feel throughout your entire body. Letting go of everything now and letting yourself drift. Letting go of everything but the comfort you feel in your entire body. Perhaps noticing already how the sounds around which were distracting have become less so. Helping you focus on the wonderful healing energy, the relaxation flowing throughout your body. And any sound can become of your part of your experience of deep relaxation and comfort, drifting deeper and deeper. Your mind drifting and enjoying your safe, comfortable, happy place. And five, one more deep breath. Good, and let that breath go. Let go of everything but the wonderful, comfortable, healing energy flowing throughout your body. And as you continue to go deeper and deeper into relaxation and hypnosis, with each word that is said, each breath, the doorway to your unconscious mind opens up. And with your permission, I have the opportunity to talk to your unconscious mind, to give it information that'll help you use self-hypnosis so that you can feel more at ease, more comfortable. So that you can learn that although the experience of your heart attack was scary, it is behind you now. And you can look forward. You can look forward to more good times. You can look forward instead of back. And this is a choice you can make. You are okay, and everything's okay. So the messages I give your unconscious mind will help you, if you choose, to look forward now instead of back. So every time you exhale, your mind just drifts deeper and deeper into that quiet inner state where thoughts slow down, as if you're really not thinking about much at all. And you'll relax more and more. Yes, relax. And you'll enjoy that quiet inner stillness. And you'll enjoy that healing energy flowing throughout your body now. And in the stillness where all is quiet and you are okay, I want you to again memorize this feeling of being okay, more than okay. More calm, more peaceful, more happy than you felt in a long time. And I want you to memorize this feeling of being okay one more time. So creating an anchor by taking your thumb and your forefinger and one of your hands together to make an okay symbol. You'll feel your finger and your thumb come together. And you can memorize the feeling of the fingers together and the feeling you have in your body right now that you are okay. Right now, everything's okay. And you are okay. And everything will be okay. And not only are you okay, you can be happy. And you can look forward to the future, to tomorrow, to today. And you need not look back. So when you remind yourself you are okay, that you have the capacity to handle things, whatever it is, in the moment, you'll be able to connect with the feeling you have right now of deep calm, deep peace, and that healing energy flowing throughout your body. You'll connect with the moment, the sensations you have in your body right now, that you have in your mind right now of deep, deep calm, deep relaxation, deep healing energy. And you know you can handle whatever comes your way. You know you will handle whatever comes your way because you know you have handled whatever comes your way. You have handled whatever comes your way to the best of your ability at that time. So yes, you are okay, and you can handle whatever comes your way, and you are okay in mind and body, and you can look forward to more good times. You can look forward to being happy. You can look forward to achieving the things that are important to you, and you will build a confidence that if ever something challenges you or surprises you, you'll have this deep inner confidence and you'll know beyond a shadow of a doubt, I am okay. Everything will be okay. I can handle this and I can look forward. So repeating this to yourself, quietly in your mind's eye, just inside your head, I am okay. I can handle whatever comes my way. Everything will be okay. Repeating this over and over to yourself to remind you, you are strong, you are okay, and you can handle whatever comes your way, and you can be happy. So as I'm quiet, just repeat that to yourself quietly in your mind's eye. Good. Now you can relax your hand. So wherever you are, whatever the situation, you'll simply be able to make this okay symbol and remind yourself, I am okay. Everything will be okay. I can be happy and I can look forward. So you know from all the work you've done that emotions and thoughts and situations come and go. Even scary situations come and go. And sometimes from these scary experiences, from these shocks that we undergo, they can make us have more scary thoughts, more scary feelings. And when we have these scary thoughts and scary feelings coming from these scary situations, we tend to avoid. We tend to do less. Our life tends to get small. But over the many months, you've been working hard in therapy. You've made many, many changes. Many changes to the way you respond to anxious thoughts. You're now able, capable, and proficient, strong at calming your mind and your body. You've made many changes in the way you respond to anxious feelings and thoughts. You can change those thoughts. You can replace those thoughts. You've also made many changes to the things you do and don't do. You're doing more things now. You're getting out more often. You're taking on challenging situations. Talking to people you'd rather avoid. The insurance people, your case manager. Things seem less scary now. You're more confident, more capable, more able with the more things you know, the more tools you have, the more things you do. You're growing more and more confident. And with that confidence, so too comes greater happiness. So as you've learned, when we sometimes have these scary situations or events, they cause us to have more scary thoughts, more scary emotions. They cause us to avoid, and our world becomes small. You now have many, many tools, many, many awarenesses in all the work you've done together in therapy. You've come a long way, and you are changed. You are stronger and more confident now, and it'll continue to get stronger. So you've learned along the way that scary thoughts, anxious thoughts, emotions come and go. They change like the weather. What bothered you 2 months ago, 4 months ago, a week ago, no longer bothers you. It's barely a memory now. It's hard to remember way, way back. And that's okay. But scary thoughts and emotions come and go. So it learns a way, it makes sense to learn a way to detach from them. Whenever we have scary events, as you did when you had your heart attack, we become awakened to the threat to our mortality, and it's very scary. We can become very heightened in our emotions, in our anxiety. We want to hold on to our mortality, to our life. We like our and love our partner, our wife. We want to be around for our children. So what I'd like you to do now is take a moment to return, to bring back to mind some of the anxiety you felt before and after your heart attack. And I know that's difficult to do, but be cognizant, aware of the fact that you won't experience this feeling of fear and anxiety long. So go back to that time. Remember the anxiety you felt before, during, and after. Remember what you felt, what you thought, the fears you had, the shock, the fear of death, which is natural, the feeling of how close you came. Take a moment to feel some of that distress, that pressure, that fear. It scares us when we come that close. You can feel the panic, the anxiety in your body, in your mind. Everything feels heightened. It's okay, it'll be gone soon. Take a moment to just recall as best you can the anxiety you felt. In that moment and in that situation, we both know the threat was real. Sometimes, as you know, our mind can imagine situations where the threat is not real, or we perceive the threat incorrectly. But in that situation, with your heart attack, the threat was real. And that can be quite shocking, can be quite jarring. So I want you to remember, just for a moment, that anxiety. I want you to imagine that anxiety is a liquid. It's a colored liquid, and I'd like you to allow that colored liquid to now flow downwards into your fist right now. Let your fist absorb all the anxiety you feel right now, remembering that event. Let it flow into your fist. Let that colored liquid flow downwards out of your mind, out of your body, and down into your fist. Let it flow all the way down, and then release it through your fingers into the air, into the floor, where it instantly evaporates. It's gone. Allow, continue to channel all the anxiety, the threat of that past experience out of your mind, out of your body, down into your fist, out your fingertips, down into the air, through the floor, evaporates and it's gone. And when it feels like all of the tension, tightness, anxiety of that past event has flowed through your fist and out your fingertips, I'd like you to take a deep breath and say to yourself, it's over. It's over. Good. Continue to take some deep breaths. And repeat to yourself, it's over. I'm okay. I'm okay. I survived. Everything right here, right now is okay. I can handle a lot. I'm okay. Everything's okay. And everything will be okay. Continue to take some deep breaths. Let that healing energy again restore calm and peace to your body. Let it flow from the very tip of your head, over your face, your cheeks, your jaw, throughout your chest, your arms, your tummy, deep into your tummy muscles, deep into your groin, your legs to the tip of your toe. Let it flow easily back and forth, knowing you are okay. I am okay. That is over. That's behind me now. I am okay. And everything is okay. And everything will be okay. And I will be happy. I am happy. And I will continue to be happier. I am okay. That's behind you now. And you can shut that door. That's a chapter in your life that is closed. You can close that door and walk away from it. You are okay. I am okay. Everything is okay, and everything will be okay. You can handle a lot. You're confident now, stronger now, happier now. You take good care of yourself, your mind and your body. You take good care of your heart. Good care of your body. Good care of your mind. And these are the things you'll commit to doing to the best of your ability every day. And this ability will grow stronger each and every day with the more things you do gradually, more and more. So reminding yourself again, I am okay. Let that healing energy flow deeply throughout you. Close that door. That was a long time ago. I am okay. Everything's okay. I will be okay. You are stronger now. I am stronger now. I am happier now. I am more confident now. And each and every day, to the best of my ability, I will take care of my mind, my body, my heart, my happiness, each and every day. You have the ability, as we walk along the footpath of life, we tend to just look ahead of us most of the time, with occasional glances behind us and far ahead. We occasionally look behind as we need to know of anything approaching from behind, or to see where we've come from, and to look far ahead to make sure we're headed in the right direction, to get to where we want to go. Most of the time, though, we need to know where we are putting our feet. If we constantly look behind, then we'll walk into obstacles and trip. If we constantly look too far in the distance, we'll slip over and trip over obstacles beneath us. So it is with life. Sometimes we are so focused on the past that we neglect the present. And we wonder why we keep falling flat on our faces. Or perhaps we're so attentive to the dangers ahead that again, we trip and stumble our way through life. So you have a choice of where you focus. You can focus on the past. You can focus in the present. Or you can spend too much time in the future. And although we need to have a plan for our future, it has not yet happened, so it makes sense to not spend too much time in the future. So instead, focusing on the here and now makes more sense. So you can let go now of the events from the past. They happened and they were scary. But they are behind you now, and you've grown stronger. You're now happier, more confident, more capable, more able, more self-aware, more aware of how to take care of your mind and your body, how to better take care of your heart and your relationships around you. You are stronger now, more confident, happier. Right now, you are okay. Everything's okay. And as you take care of today and be in the present, everything in the future will be okay. And you'll be able to handle whatever comes your way. So quietly in your mind, take a moment to ask yourself, are you ready to let go of the events of the past? You've dealt with them. You've grown stronger, learned tools to manage them, and you can leave them behind now. They are no longer part of your reality. Ask yourself as well, do you wish to focus on the past, the present, the future? Where does your joy come from? The present. Where do you want to be? The present. And yes, we must plan. But if we spend too much time in the future, we lose the present. So you have a choice of where you focus your energies. And if ever the past grabs you, or you get too much caught up in the future, you can simply stop. Remind yourself, I am okay. Right here, right now, everything is okay. And because of that, everything will be okay. I can handle whatever comes my way. I am stronger, more confident, more capable, more able. So in a moment, I'll count from 1 to 5. And as I count from 1 to 5, you'll feel yourself becoming more and more alert. You'll feel much better for this deep and pleasant hypnotic experience, completely relaxed both mentally and physically. And slowly, as I count from 1 to 5, you'll become more alert. So much so, at the count of 5, you'll be able to open your eyes and return to the room around you, feeling relaxed without feeling drowsy. Feeling more confident, more capable, more able. Now I'm going to count from 1 to 5. 1. two. Three, a little more alert, a little more aware. Aware of the sounds around in the hallway, outside. And four, a little more alert, able to wiggle your fingers and toes. And five, at the count of five, whenever you're ready, you can open your eyes and return to the room around you.